It's now time for the Noontime News on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1260, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, FM 105.7, also in Grand Forks, East Grand Forks on 92.1. Online at KROXAM.com, click on Listen Live, the free KROX mobile app, and on your smart speaker, say Listen to KROX in Crookston. Taking a look at our world and national news headlines on this Tuesday, March 19th of 2024. Good afternoon, I'm Chris Fee. Donald Trump is making the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol a cornerstone of his bid to return to the White House. Trump opened his first rally as the presumed Republican Party presidential nominee, standing in salute with recorded chorus of January 6 prisoners singing the national anthem. It's not just rewriting the violent siege of the Capitol in the effort to overturn the 2020 election. It's an attempt to normalize their behavior and his as the indicted Trump faces charges stemming from that January 6th event. Those who study authoritarian regimes say voters should pay attention as Trump vows to pardon all January 6th offenders. Qatari officials are cautiously optimistic after talks with Israeli's intelligence chief in Doha aimed at trying to reach a ceasefire. Meanwhile, the incoming Palestinian prime minister has laid out wide-ranging plans for a revitalized Palestinian authority and an independent trust fund to oversee Gaza's reconstruction. Fighting in Gaza has killed more than 31,800 Palestinians, and the United Nations Food Agency has warned that famine is imminent in northern Gaza. The Biden administration this week is expected to announce new automobile emission standards that relax proposed limits for 3 years, but eventually reach the same strict standards proposed by the Environmental Protection Agency. The changes come as sales of zero tailpipe emissions electric vehicles needed to meet the standards have started to slow. The auto industry has cited lower sales growth in objecting to the EPA's preferred standards unveiled last April as part of the most ambitious plan ever to cut planet-warming emissions from passenger vehicles. The changes appear aimed at addressing a strong industry opposition to the accelerated ramp-up of EVs, along with public reluctance to fully embrace the new technology. And a former Mississippi sheriff's deputy has been sentenced to about 20 years in prison for his part in torturing two black men after a neighbor complained that the men were staying in a home with a white woman. Hunter Elward was sentenced Tuesday by federal judges. Five other former law enforcement officers are set for sentencing this week. All six of the former officers pled guilty to several federal charges in August. They admitted subjecting Michael Corey Jenkins and Eddie Terrell Parker to numerous acts of racist torture last year. Elward admitted to shoving a gun into Jenkins' mouth and firing in a mock execution that went awry. That is a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
Well, the sun is shining right now in downtown Crookston. We had some clouds this morning, but the sun has snuck through. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have 34 degrees. Those winds still gusting. Northwest wind of 25, gusting up to 35. That does create a wind chill of 21. Humidity is at 56%. The barometric pressure is at 29.89 inches, and that is rising throughout the day today. As we take a look at the forecast for Crookston and the KROX listening area for today, a 20% chance of snow before 1 p.m. It'll be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with temperatures falling to around 30 by 5 p.m. Wind gusts will be up to near 40 miles an hour. Then tonight, mostly clear, a low around 8 above, and wind gusts up to 35. We'll take a look at the forecast. Our highs are going to drop down significantly here tomorrow, and will be below average, it looks like, for the next week. We'll tell you all about that coming up a little later here in the noontime news. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny skies and 34 degrees, a wind chill of 21. We'll be back and we'll take a look at the estate news. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at HN Quality Plumbing and First Community Credit Union.
Now's a great time to upgrade your ride. First Community Credit Union is excited to offer rates as low as 5.85% APR on autos, boats, and campers for a limited time only. Join them as they celebrate their 85th anniversary with this great low rate. Stop by one of their 26 locations or get pre-approved online at myfccu.com/85years. Life is better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loan subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neistat. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
Taking a look at the estate news, Governor Tim Walz is urging stakeholders, including rideshare companies and legislators, to come to the negotiating table as Uber and Lyft threat to pull out of the Twin Cities on May 1st when a Minneapolis city ordinance takes effect setting minimum pay for drivers. Republicans have introduced a bill to basically cancel the Minneapolis ordinance, and the governor says, although he's not a fan of preemption,
the decision by those 9, 10 city council members, because the bulk of the 18 million rides are here, have impacted the entire state and a much broader area.
Wall says he certainly wants rideshare drivers to be paid a fair wage, but a recent state study points to a sweet spot where rideshare companies could also continue to operate. Well, Governor Walz says that the option is always open to turn prosecution of the state trooper accused of murdering Ricky Cobb over to Attorney General Keith Ellison. But Walz adds that's a very serious step in terms of the justice system. His comments come after court findings revealed that Hennepin County Chief Prosecutor Mary Moriarty stopped working with a use of force expert who initially concluded that a reasonable officer would have acted like Trooper Ryan Londrigan to protect his partner. Governor Walz says,
why would you not listen to a use of force expert? Why would that not be central to something you would do? And I think the allegations, and I will say if there are allegations at this time, release documents and let us know.
Hennepin County Attorney Moriarty says they would be happy to meet with the governor to discuss any concerns about the rules of criminal procedure, the same rules her office follows in thousands of cases every year. But Moriarty says otherwise they will litigate this case in court, which is where it belongs. In other state news headlines, a free carton of milk at school for every student who brings their lunch from home, something that's not in Governor Tim Walz's $226 million supplemental budget plan, but Walz says the legislature's working on it. Backers say free milk will limit unhealthy beverages that students bring with their lunches and prevent food waste from those who take free meals to get the milk. However, some Republicans warn that a free milk program could saddle school districts with unaffordable costs if the state funding must be cut due to the looming budget deficit. An Albany man faces criminal charges after allegedly sexually abusing two girls under the age of 14. The criminal complaint says the girls were visiting 48-year-old Billy Wolbeck earlier this month when the assaults happened. Records show one of the girls told her mother about the incident when they returned home. The girl said she didn't know why Wolbeck was doing those things to her and that he told her to keep it a secret. The charges state the mother then talked to the other girl who said Wolbeck did similar things to her. Wolbeck faces felony charges of first-degree criminal sexual conduct and 3 counts of second-degree criminal sexual conduct. His next court hearing is May 1st. The Minnesota Court of Appeals is sending a bias case filed by a transgender weightlifter to trial. The ruling made yesterday states a Ramsey County District Court needs to reconsider whether USA Powerlifting violated state law when it barred Cooper because she's transgender. The decision overturns a Ramsey County judge who ruled that there was enough evidence to show discrimination last year without the case going to trial. USA Powerlifting argues that it barred Cooper from competition because she went through puberty as a male and had a physiological advantage over other female competitors. And someone is $1 million richer today. Falls Standard in Zumbro Falls sold the winning ticket in last night's drawing. The next Powerball drawing is tomorrow with an estimated $687 million jackpot up for grabs. Tickets must be purchased by 9 p.m. on drawing days. The winning Powerball numbers drawn Monday night were 10, 17, 20, 39, 44. The Powerball was 16. And keeping you updated on the performances at the Minnesota State Fair in 2024, country music star Blake Shelton is coming to the State Fair. He will play at the State Fair Grandstand Sunday, August 25th. Shelton, of course, has won multiple country music awards, and he is also well known for coaching on the NBC show The Voice. Tickets go on sale Friday, and they range from $77 to $207. Sad to say, that's a steal in concert tickets these days. Ever since COVID, concert tickets have gone through the roof, literally. That is about it on the state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the sports coming up right after this.
Now's a great time to upgrade your ride. First Community Credit Union is excited to offer rates as low as 5.85% APR on autos, boats, and campers for a limited time only. Join them as they celebrate their 85th anniversary with this great low rate. Stop by one of their 26 locations or get pre-approved online at myfccu.com/85years. Life is better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loan subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neistat. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
As we take a look at the sports scene, the Northwest Girls Basketball Conference announced the All-Conference Awards for the 2023-24 season. All-Conference, Crookston's Isabel Smith, East Grand Forks' Tatum Badova, Allison Kovar, and Kylie Madison. Rozo at Brooklyn Halst and Anya Severson. Thief River Falls' Ava Waldahl, Sophia Kramer, and Brianna Myers. And Warroad, Faith Lilly. Honorable mention, Crookston's Naomi Johnson, East Grand Forks' Ellie Marcott, Ella Thorvaldson, and McKaylee Fitzpatrick, Rozo's Reagan Queen, Sophia Olson, and Thief River Falls' Josie Peterson and Kendra Merkins. The MVP was Faith Lilly of Warroad and the conference champion, East Grand Forks. Crookston youth wrestlers, they continue to stay busy on the weekends. On Thursday last week, they had 11 wrestlers competing in Fauston. Finishing first was Aiden Samuelson and Jacob Kressel. Second place finishes for George Generex, Levi Kressel, Cass Hansen, and Hensley Sheppy. On a Friday, seven Crookston wrestlers competed in the Grafton Tournament. First place went to Jet Page. Second place finishes for Jude Hasby, Camden Lassard, Hobie Bakken, and Victor Ramirez. Also, Jacob Kressel finished first place in Pelican Rapids, which is a NYWA district qualifier. He will now compete at the regional competition in Bemidji next weekend. For a list of the award winners and the places for the wrestlers, go to KROXAM.com and click on sports. In preseason baseball, the Twins beat Boston yesterday 5-2, and the Timberwolves, they beat Utah 114-104. On the sports scene for tonight, we're going to have Golden Gopher men's basketball. They're in the NIT tournament. They will be at Butler, and both teams are 18-14 on the year. And we'll have that 7:30 the pregame, 8 o'clock the opening tip from see if Jimmy Chitwood will show up at the arena there, but the historic Butler Arena. And then the Timberwolves, they host Denver tonight at 8 o'clock. The Wild are at Anaheim at 9. And UMC men's golf continues at Spring Hill, Missouri. And that is about it on the sports scene. We should tell you this. The Minnesota State Mankato women's basketball team, the best women's team I've seen in a long time in the NSIC. They're off to the Elite Eight after beating Southern Nazarene 80-48 in the regional championship game. So UMC can feel a little better about their performances against Mankato the two times. Now Minnesota State Mankato, they'll be in action Monday in St. Joseph, Missouri. And it looks like both the men and women for Mankato are going to be in the Elite Eight in Division II. That's about it on the sports. All the stories, stats, scores, pictures, and more on our website, KROXAM.com. Click on sports. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the local news and the weather coming up right after this.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer, but it doesn't have to be. When detected early, colorectal cancer is one of the most curable types of cancer. Men and women ages 45 to 75 should get regular colon cancer screenings. Riverview Health has an experienced team of providers that offer screening without waiting months for an appointment. Call 218-281-9595 for more information.
Exceptional people, exceptional care.
Riverview Health.
For fresh produce, shop Hugo's Family Marketplace. Sky Valley Navel Oranges, $1.59 a pound. Extra large green peppers, 99 cents each. Golden ripe cantaloupe, 99 cents a pound. Fresh green beans, they're $1.99 a pound. 8-ounce packages of whole white mushrooms, 2 for $4. And pints of Driscoll's blueberries are 2 for $6. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com and order your groceries online at Hugo's Family Marketplace.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at the local news, the Crookston City of Crookston Wastewater Department will be conducting smoke testing of the sewer mains throughout the day today. This is a routine check to ensure the integrity of the city sewer system and to identify any leaks or issues. During the testing, you might notice smoke making its way into your house or near the houses. Do not be alarmed. The smoke is non-toxic, does not create a health hazard, and is specifically designed for this purpose. It is safe for adults, children, and pets. The presence of smoke indoors is likely due to a dry trap. It can easily be resolved by pouring water into the drain. This reseals the trap and prevents smoke from entering through it. Remember, the smoke is odorless and harmless. If you have any questions, concerns, or if smoke enters your home and want to report it, do not hesitate to contact the Wastewater Department at 218-281-1232. Their team is there to assist and ensure the process is smooth and informative for everyone. Well, and after a mild and a warm winter in northwest Minnesota, residents experienced a winter that saw record-breaking temperatures. We now head into spring. Many may be wondering what this upcoming season has in store for us. Well, we had a chance to interview the Grand Forks National Weather Service forecaster, Jacob Spender, and he gives an overview of the climate for the area during the winter.
It was a record winter for temperatures. So a lot of the records that were broken were in the January and February timeframe, as well as getting into just recently here into the early part of meteorological spring here in the month of March. Just recently, the Fargo area just saw its earliest 70-degree day in its history. So it has been a very warm start to the new year itself and a warm winter across the area.
And with warm weather arriving, flooding issues may occur in neighboring areas. The Grand Forks National Weather Service announced its latest flood outlook on February 29th, which is showing very low chances of flooding to occur.
Looking at the entire area, the key message that we're kind of looking at is the risk for any significant flooding, which is moderate or higher, is very low with the current outlook that we have. And we're looking at that 50% occurrence in the Grand Forks and Crookston area of that low chance for minor flood.
And a lifelong Minnesotans typically don't hold their breath in terms of hoping for no more snowfall in March. However, the National Weather Service currently has their Clipper system roaming the northwest region of Minnesota to detect light precipitation and gusty winds. According to the results thus far, the system in Crookston isn't looking to be threatened much by any snowfall.
For accumulation purposes, we're not looking at a whole lot across the area. The chance for anything in intergrader in the Grand Forks area into Crookston is around 10%. Now, it's a little bit higher as you're getting up into Lake of the Woods, but you're looking at a 20 to 30% chance of an inch or greater. So not a whole lot of accumulation-wise.
Yeah, the Grand Forks National Weather Service will consistently monitor frost deficits across the region, which can cause higher chances of flooding and snowfall due to increases in precipitation. Weather is nearly impossible to determine, even for professional forecasters, due to all the uncontrollable circumstances that may occur on a day-to-day basis. Spender explained from what he believes that our region is projected to keep experiencing above average temperatures through March.
We're still looking at above normal temperatures. We're getting at the tail end of the El Nino cycle for the Northern Plains. So we had that warmer than average winter, and we're going to continue that into that spring time frame and then gradually transition to what they call end zone neutral, so getting out of that El Nino phase.
And, stay tuned. As we know, the weather's always changing, and that does sound like there could be a system maybe moving through by the weekend, and it looks as of now, a second winter system for the weekend into early next week could be bring a warning impacts to portions of the area. So stay tuned. The Crookston speech team, they competed in Black Duck on Saturday with four students bringing home awards. Shayla Azer, Zach Plant, they competed together in duo interpretation and brought home first place. Lily Olmsted competed in storytelling, receiving fifth place, and Jade Newquist competed in drama, receiving sixth place. Other students competing included Brandon Wandry in original oratory, Siren Mulvey in prose, and John Lisoff in humor, and Ivan Luco in discussion. Crookston High School will be hosting the team's last regular season competition. That'll be on Saturday, with subsections taking place in Glendon on Tuesday, March 26th. The high school is going to be hopping on Saturday. You've got the speech teams. You've got CYBA tournament going. It's speech people, when they show up, are going to say, hey, look at the crowd we got here. This is awesome. It'll be always fun to have events here in Crookston, especially for those speech teams. They only get to be at home once. They're on the road every Saturday morning, bright and early, heading to Black Duck and other towns. So nice for them to maybe get a little extra sleep on Saturday morning. The Crookston Public Library is inviting readers to join its Reading by the Red book club, which invites adults of all ages to meet in the library's beautiful River Room to discuss a variety of widely read books. The selected title for March will be The Secret Book of Flora Lee by Laura Dave, with a discussion to be held Tuesday, March 26th at 6 p.m. The Secret Life of Flora Lee is a historical novel about a woman who discovers a book that may explain why her sister disappeared 20 years before, during World War II. The Northwest Regional Correction Center reported the arrest of Alana Janaea Alexander, 24, of Grand Forks, for third-degree DUI. And also on the local scene, the Crookston High School welding students, Mr. Oliver, he does a great job. And the students that are taking Mr. Oliver's class, the construction, the welding, and those high-in-demand jobs, they're getting a lot of interest from manufacturers from Crookston in the area. They, on Thursday, March 14th, the welding class visited D Manufacturing. The tour consisted of a short video of some of the things D does in their facility, a short verbal presentation from Bill Mackey of how raw products turn into a finished product for a customer and what opportunities exist, and the benefits at D from Heather Wang. After the presentation, the students broke into groups and toured the foundry side of the machine shop. The tour lasted about 90 minutes, and Mr. Oliver says D is creating some pretty complex parts for its customers. They would like to thank D Manufacturing and the following tour guides: Jeff Dufault, Bill Mackey, Paul Swickla, Tyler Berg, and Dan Kowaleski. Also, a big thank you to Heather Wang for helping set up the tour. We have a picture of the students and the tour available on our website, KROXAM.com, and click on News. On the obituary desk today, Sharon Ann Krenzel, 78, of Euclid, passed away at the Sanford Medical Center in Fargo Sunday morning, March 17th, with her daughters at her side. Sharon was born September 17th, 1945, at Harvey, North Dakota, the daughter of Rokas and Ella Heilman, while growing up on the family farm near Sells, North Dakota. She ended up graduating from Esmond, North Dakota High School, the class of 1964. September 1st, 1964, Sharon was united in marriage to Joseph and Eucatius Krenzel at St. Anthony's in Sells. Soon after the wedding, they moved to Drake, North Dakota. 1971, the couple moved to Emerado, and after Joseph's retirement in 2004, they settled in Harvey, North Dakota. Joseph passed away June 25, 2023. Sharon is survived by two daughters, Julie Andrus of Grand Forks and Becky Krenzel, and a life partner, Sean Joik of Euclid, three grandchildren, Justin Andrus and life partner Aaron Larson, and Ian Andrus, all of Grand Forks, Lexi Joik of Euclid. She also takes a leave of five brothers, Richard Heilman of Fessenden, North Dakota, Doug Heilman of Bismarck, Mark Heilman of Harvey, and Bruce Heilman of Gardner, North Dakota, and David Heilman of Bismarck. And brother-in-law Wes Weberg of Jamestown, and many nieces, nephews, extended family, and friends. From Joseph's side of the family are two brothers-in-law and two sisters-in-law, Rudy Krenzel of Germany and Leo Krenzel of and Agnes Krenzel, both of Rugby, North Dakota. In addition to her beloved husband, Joseph, Sharon was preceded in death by her parents, Rokas and Ella Heilman, a sister, Rena Weberg, parents-in-law, Otto and Catherine Krenzel, a niece, Angela K. Krenzel, a nephew, William Otto Krenzel, and five brothers-in-law, Otto, Pius, Hugo, Romanus, and Tony Krenzel. A graveside service for Sharon Ann Krenzel will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, May 4th at the Prairie View Cemetery north of Euclid on Highway 75 with celebrant Trey Everett officiating. The service will be available on the live stream as well through the Stenchel Housky Funeral Home website. That is a look at our local news as we now shift to the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny blue skies. Our temperature is at 32 degrees. We've actually dropped a couple degrees here in the last half hour. We have a northwest wind of 25, gusting up to 35, and that creates a wind chill of 19 above. Humidity is at 55%. The barometric pressure is at 29.91 inches and rising. Again, we have 32 degrees, sunny skies, a wind chill of 19. As we take a look at the numbers from yesterday, we had a high of 39, a low of 12. The average high, 35. The average low, 18 today. The year-ago high, 25. The year-ago low, 0. The record high, 73, set in 2012. And the record low, 18 below, set in 1893. The sun rose at 7:31. The sun will set at 7:37 for 12 hours and 6 minutes of daylight. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, sunny, mostly partly sunny, 32 degrees. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the KROX listening area. For this afternoon, a 20% chance of snow, mostly sunny, a temperature falling to around 29 by 5 p.m. It'll be breezy, northwest winds of 20 to 25, gusting up to 40. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 5 to 10. Northwest winds of 15 to 20, gusting up to 35. Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high near 20 degrees. Northwest winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 25. Thursday, a 30% chance of snow after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy, a high near 28, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Thursday night, a 40% chance of snow, mainly before 1 a.m., northeast winds of 5 to 10. Friday, mostly sunny, a high near 25, wind gusts up to 25. Saturday, partly sunny, a high near 25, north winds around 10. Sunday, a 50% chance of snow, mostly cloudy, a high near 30, east winds of 15, gusting up to 25, and Monday, a 30% chance of snow, mostly cloudy, a high near 33, with wind gusts up to 25 miles an hour. And again, the hazardous weather outlook from the National Weather Service for this afternoon, tonight, areas of blowing dust with visibilities less than a half mile are expected through the afternoon and early evening, mainly over the central and northern Red River Valley. Travelers should be prepared for changing visibilities over short distances in open country. And then Wednesday through Monday, an inch or less of snow is likely Thursday into Thursday night along the Highway 2 corridor, tapering to nothing along the Canadian border. A second winter system for the weekend into early next week could bring warning impacts to portions of the area. Stay tuned for additional information on this system as the week progresses. So stay tuned is basically all we can tell you at this point. That is a look at the, well, it was only going to, baseball started practice today, and we all knew it was going to happen. We're probably going to get a snowstorm here. So there you go. That's a look at the Noontime News on KROX, brought to you today by Grand Cities Monument, HN Quality Plumbing, First Community Credit Union, Hugo's Family Marketplace, and Riverview Health.